Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, everyone. I am taking something called Parasmart. My friend Ahmad has convinced me that I might have a parasite.
Oh, I was like, why does this sound familiar? I've taken Parasmart.
Oh, have you?
It works.
But did you have a parasite?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's like, I think you got a parasite.
Thought I did, at least.
And I was like, I do? Why? He goes, because I had one. And I was like, well, that doesn't mean I have one. And so it's pills and drops. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking this. I'm glad you took it. Anything happen?
I think mine was called Parashield.
Oh. Well, this is called Parasmart. And I'm now taking it to get rid of a parasite that I may or may not have.
Yeah, I just know that there was something. I sent it to our doctor and I was like, oh, it's happening. And then my husband was like, I think you have a parasite. And my husband knows what that stuff is about because a lot of people in the military get some crazy parasites.
Because they have to go crazy places.
They're traveling all over. But luckily mine was a little teeny tiny baby one, I guess. Sometimes they can be big.
Yeah, and some people you'd buy them on eBay and put them in yourself on purpose so they would eat the food so you'd stay skinny.
Yes, I had a friend that did that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No, back up. She did not buy it on the internet. She got it when she was in another country, but she opted not to get rid of it because...
Wow, she didn't buy the Parasmart.
She didn't buy Parasmart, Parashield, Paranothing. She was like, this thing's amazing. She even gave it a name, and she lived with it for a while, and she lost weight, and it was, for her, she thought it was awesome, but I don't recommend it, and neither would she because it ended up giving her diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah. PSA. Don't do that stuff, people.
PSA, don't keep a pet parasite inside of your belly. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, we're back.
So, Bobby, keep Monday. Taking that pair of...
I just started. I don't know much about it. And he's not a doctor. And I just went and bought it and started...
You know what else I can
like,
help
I'm nuts,
you
right?
No.
For believing him?
No.
Yes.
You don't get it from, like, your buddies, right?
Yeah, it's not like a...
We often rub bellies. We'll work out and be like, belly rub, good job.
Okay. I don't know.
Show.
Hope your Monday's going great. And thank you for being here with us.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Just a month ago, Kaylee, a shepherd mix, was on death row at a shelter in Georgia. Waited a year to be adopted. Nobody adopted her. Susie Chandler adopted Kaylee just in time. Get ready for this. She adopts her, takes her home. A few days later, Kaylee starts to go crazy. She's like, what's going on? Thanks to Kaylee, they figured out that there was a gas leak in the house.
Oh my goodness.
Kaylee saved them and was like, get out of the house. So they called the fire department. It was like a huge gas leak. And you don't, they put something in gas so you smell that smell.
Right.
If gas just comes out with that smell, you don't know. And Kaylee is an amazing dog.
That's
awesome, right?
That's so great.
Mm-hmm. Like Garth said, God's greatest gifts.
Yeah, because that dog has probably
unadopted dogs.
Yeah,
there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There was an airport shooting. 5 people were killed. 6 were injured. The man's in jail. During all the chaos, authorities say they now have 25,000 items that need to be claimed at the airport. So if you're missing something, check there. In weather news, 3 people died in accidents that were weather-related in Connecticut. There was a 25-car pileup. Some places saw as much as a foot of snow. Make sure you check your school delays before you take your kids in. And finally, in recall news, Volkswagen is recalling 136,000 cars after brake issues. Apparently, they may not work. The full list of affected cars is online.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Your husband wasn't in town, so you had to watch no football, I assume.
No, none.
Did you even know it was on?
Didn't watch it. I mean, I know there was some, like... What's it called that was last night?
Wild card game?
Yes, wild card.
1 Saturday. 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday.
He got home Sunday afternoon during wild card.
Oh, so you had to watch a little bit then?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
He did.
If you had to pick a team to win it all around the room quickly, pick a team.
Patriots.
There you go. That's who I picked. Patriots. I picked them all year. Eddie.
Dude, you know me. The Cowboys will win it all this year.
Lunchbox.
All right, I'm going to be different. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ray?
Give me the Green Bay Packers.
Well, wow. So Packers and Cowboys are playing next week.
Packers, that's who played last night, Green Bay.
They did.
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Did you just catch it?
No, I just heard my husband talking about, is it Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I got this thing figured out.
Did you watch in the Golden Globe stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you see Carrie's like pink?
Oh my gosh, the rose dress.
Yeah.
It was stunning. I want it. Nicole Kidman looked gorgeous. The Stranger Things kids, did you see how cute they were?
No.
Oh my goodness, I wanted to eat them up. They're so cute.
That sounds very like grandma-y. I want to eat up little kids. Like,
yeah, I want to eat up the little kids.
They just looked adorable. Who else looked awesome? Oh, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Did you see Al Roker refer to them as Justin Timberlake and Jessica Alba?
No, but I get it.
Whoopsie.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. This is a
Bobby Bones. All right, let's go. It's Monday. Got to get your head straight. We got a full week ahead of us. We're starting it with good news right now. Your positivity. Tell me something good. Come on.
Tell me something good.
I go first. So when people hear about mailmen and dogs, what do you usually think?
The dog goes and like bites the mailman.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Natural enemies. But Jeff Kramer is a mailman. And Tashi, the black lab, not the normal duo. So he would go by the house and the dog has trouble with his legs and his knees. And he couldn't get up and down the porch without him struggling. The mailman went and built him a ramp.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He went and built up the dog. It's not even his dog. And he was like, I'd rather you, at least if you're going to come see me, not have to hurt yourself when you have to jump off the porch.
Yeah, because a lot of mailmen, they carry little dog treats, too.
I didn't know that. Probably to get the dog, throw them and get the dogs away from them.
I think it's good. They just always keep it in case there's a dog in the yard nearby.
It's a cool story, though, right?
I love it.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Lamar Austin became a dad for the first time, and the morning his son was born, he got a text that says, you're fired from your job, because he had to miss work for the birth of his son.
I saw that.
Terrible, because he was a new employee, and he wasn't allowed to miss work. So a lot of companies heard his story. He's got numerous job offers.
Really? I didn't know this.
And so Lamar said, I am overwhelmed with all the support. I will be picking a career in a few days.
Wow. To me, just common sense. Someone's having a baby, they get a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care how new you... If your first day was yesterday and you're going to have a baby, I don't know. I didn't get that part. I read it and I was kind of upset for him. But he should do like LeBron's The Decision and pick his job on
TV.
FaceTime Live. Well, Facebook Live, yeah. Amy, you're up.
Okay, so a town's only snowplow driver quit after they got 25 inches of snow. So the residents and nearby towns, they all chipped in and helped shovel the town. I mean, people showed up, they plowed, they salted, they sanded, they pushed back the banks. And the fact that neighboring towns came to help this town bring it together, they just really hope to hire someone to drive the snowplow before the next storm hits.
They need that.
But
yeah.
It was really cool.
Because they're probably not going to do it again. Like, they're probably not going to call each other. Let's go.
Yeah.
But yes.
I don't know why this guy just up and quit. He's like, 25 inches, I'm out.
No, that's why he quit. 25 inches, I'm out.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So congrats to Keith Urban. For the third week in a row, Blue Ain't Your Color remains at the top of the charts. And for songs to be consecutive like that, like, that's
2
huge.
Weeks is tough. 3 is really big.
Yeah, wow. Congrats, Keith. So Mariah Carey put up a video yesterday to try to clear up the whole New Year's Eve.
Good. It needs to be cleared up. What's her final statement?
She wanted to make things very clear.
Thank you.
She said, they foiled me.
Oh. Who even uses the word foiled? If someone foiled me, they wrap me in tinfoil, by the way.
Well, last night, Jimmy Fallon had to do a little Mariah Carey joke because he was hosting the Golden Globes and his prompter went out and he kind of used it as a moment. He had nothing to go on, so he saved face, by saying, oh, the network's just trying to sabotage me.
They foiled him.
They're foiling me. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A 47-year-old woman plays the lottery every week, but she never wins. So she got mad, wrote a letter to officials, and said, either start letting me win, or I'm going to kill all of you.
Oh.
Signed her name.
You know, there's probably something wrong with her.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't threaten. They put her in jail?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was charged with 3 counts of terroristic threat.
I mean, it is a terroristic threat, but don't you feel bad for her?
I guess if she does have something wrong, yeah.
But you only do that if there's something wrong.
I think she was just angry she didn't win the lottery.
Some people are angry.
I don't know. Oh, it's a tough one.
I get. I
okay, we'll do
you,
a slight.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
So her name's Amanda Sherman, 24 years old. She gave birth to a kid. She went to the restroom as her husband went to get an oil change on his truck. And so she said, I sat down to pee, and then all of a sudden the baby came out.
Oh, my goodness.
She yelled for assistance, and that some woman who happened to be a registered nurse came through the door.
Oh, wow.
She, meanwhile, was on the phone with a 911 dispatcher who talked him through the process of tying off the baby's umbilical cord with his bootlace, which is a crazy story because she wasn't expecting it. Next thing you know, there's mom. She knew she was pregnant.
Okay.
She just didn't expect all of that to happen.
Right.
Not even 3 minutes in, and somebody comes running into the service room, and they're like, hey, somebody's wife just delivered a baby in the bathroom. I'm just like, oh, what?
Adam had missed this text message from Amanda saying,
I'm having call. No, I just had it.
No, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Biggest text of your life.
Yeah. Oh, women who've been in labor for 24 hours probably hate hearing stories like that.
Yeah, but then again, they knew they were about to have a baby. They weren't in the toilet of an oil change.
That's true. The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Amy came over to the house, and which I thought she was going to come over and look at the house for the first time. Because I've only lived there for a few months.
Yeah.
And I got pictures up, and it's just now I was on the road for a long time and then gone for Christmas. So Amy came over, and she went snooping through all my stuff.
I wasn't snooping. I was taking a tour.
By herself? which isn't really a tour because you need a guide, and hey, this is this room, this is this room.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you felt comfortable. It's fine.
Yeah.
But she came up on something, and then she started taking pictures, which again is probably a no-no when you're in someone's house.
Yeah. Because when I came upon it, I was like, wait, am I at the Hampton Inn or am I at Bobby's house?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does. Because Bobby's bed was totally made perfection.
I like my bed made, okay.
To perfection.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
And then I notice on the right side, which must be his side of the bed.
It's my side of the bed.
On
yeah.
top of the pillow.
Looking at the bed, I'm on the right side. Yes, laying on the bed, it's the left side.
It's the left, right. So I get a little closer. I'm like, what's that on his pillow? Two Werther's Originals sitting on his pillow waiting for him. Just like if you're at some hotel and they make the bed, they turn everything down for you and then put a little candy on your bed. So it's at Bobby's house and Lindsay did it.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing. It was the sweetest thing ever. And I was like, whoa, does this happen every day?
No, it does not. And it's actually the only time that the candy's ever been left on the pillow. No, twice. Because she's done it once since.
Okay.
But it was the first time ever it had happened. I was like, what is that? And it was like, oh, I'm taking an Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, it was super sweet. But I was like, whoa. That's when I realized, like, she's good. At like little gestures.
Is she too good though? That's the question.
How did you get her to do that? Like, what did you put in her mind? Like, what kind of incentive program do you have her on where you're like, if you make the bed, then
none.
You get blank?
No, there's no incentive program. But, you know, I wake up really early and go to work, and she gets up later, and I guess she made the bed and she had some Werther's. I love Werther's Original she put on the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic surprise. I just wish Amy wasn't there to experience it with me.
I'm glad I was because I'm like, this is awesome.
No, you were like, I gotta get a picture. Lunchbox got a haircut, huh?
Yeah, I got a haircut. How do I look? Looking good?
High and tight.
It does look good.
I don't look high and tight.
A little bit. What's the occasion?
I got a big business deal.
I heard about that. I heard you and Ray are going to have a business meeting tonight.
We got a business meeting tonight, and so I had to look sharp for these people that are coming in because we got to close that deal.
Oh, what is this? I don't know.
There's a big client coming in, uh-huh. And they're going to dinner at a really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Lunchbox and Ray are. And so
they
got to go and I don't know about closing a deal. I think it's just about being there.
No. We're trying to get them to sign on.
Yeah. I don't think you're the closer, though.
You're just the schmoozer?
Yeah, you're the guy that shows. Hey, we'll talk about it later on. Got it?
Got it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's a video out over the weekend. This is a kid who opens up for Christmas tickets to Dierks and Cole Swindell, John Party, that tour. Here you go.
Like, you open the lid.
I can't.
Yes, you can. What is
it? Thank you!
Where are you going?
There's Bentley!
Look at it closer. Look at it closer.
Oh,
He's crying. Sounds like Amy when she meets Dirks. Every time.
That's not true.
Oh, 38 times.
No, I keep it cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right?
I don't think so. Do you see, I'll play it for you in a minute, too. The kid, I guess she's 15 and she gets her dad singing Tennessee Whiskey. And he knew it was being filmed, but they didn't think it was going to go viral. And things had, like, millions and millions of views.
Yeah, I only saw it because you posted it. The Bobby
Bones Show. A terrible shooting down in Fort Lauderdale. Guy's name was Esteban Santiago, 26 years old. He flew from Alaska, stopped in Minnesota, went to Florida, had a gun in his bag that he had checked, got it from the baggage carousel, went in, and then put on his waistband and walked out and just started shooting people. And obviously he was having mental problems. And the guy was deployed in Iraq with the Puerto Rico National Guard. He was in the Army National Guard, and ever since he came back, he was undergoing treatment for voices in his head. It's just a really bad situation for everyone involved. Obviously, the people that were shot and killed, and the families, and the people that were hurt, and for this guy who didn't get the help he needed whenever he came back. Because obviously, if he's still having these problems, and he comes back from something as traumatic as fighting in a war, and everyone doesn't come back the same. Some right. people come back that I know they're perfectly fine. Some people I know they're not.
I don't think anybody comes back from war the same, but not everybody comes back with a mental illness.
So that happened. It was awful. TMZ somehow. The TMZ pays everybody off everywhere. Like, they have a connection everywhere. And TMZ had the video, and then all the news stations started running it. I was surprised they had it on television.
Yeah, I know. Do you think that's all, like, changing? Or are they going to start just... Is that just normal now to show stuff like that? Because I'm shocked they showed that.
Yeah, it's normal. I've seen a bunch of them. See people going at airports all the time. Anytime you have one, if somebody has... It was the video from the over-the-top camera. So that happened. That stinks. I'll be doing my stand-up act Friday and Saturday night in Virginia Beach and Roanoke if you guys want to come out. Nada went and watched Sinbad this weekend. Do you guys remember Sinbad?
Yeah.
Nada thought he was dead.
I did.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Nada was like, I didn't even know he was alive.
Yeah, didn't know he was alive. He's over 60 years old.
He is?
Yeah.
I still picture Sinbad as like young and kicking.
No, he was definitely older.
How long did he go?
Dude, 2 hours.
Oh, that's
He kept going and going.
Was it good or no?
It was okay.
Ooh.
Nothing 2 hours is good.
No.
Like, that's how long's yours?
That's an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour. Then I got 2 musical acts, too. Did he have somebody before him?
He did, and then it was weird because he had the opener stay out on stage with him the entire time, and it was kind of like they were talking.
No.
It was weird.
That's not, I don't do that either.
No.
No. Anyway, Friday and Saturday night, I'll be in Virginia Beach Friday night and Roanoke on Saturday. Bobby Bones. I was thinking about your 10-year anniversary over the weekend.
Yeah?
Because you guys had it about a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys do?
Oh, we were in Colorado with family. And it was like our last night there, and we had the big debate of like, do we stay and hang out with family and enjoy the New Year's, or do we kind of sneak away? And we decided to sneak away. So we drove to a town about an hour away and got a hotel and went out to dinner. And then I think we were in our hotel room by 9:45 watching the Times Square stuff. And then we got to celebrate at 10 p.m. It was midnight in New York because we were on Mountain Time.
Oh, you just called it? Yeah.
And then, pretty sure we hit up Netflix and then, you know, went to bed.
You know or went to bed?
Well, there's some you know we went to bed.
Okay, you know then went to bed. Right. That's fine. I would expect nothing less.
We didn't stay up till midnight and, you know, we weren't like wild and crazy, but we had a good,
you know yeah,
10-year couple time.
I got you. Here's a kid riding an alligator. It's an 8-year-old. This is a big viral news story over the weekend. It was a birthday party and it's a huge alligator. And they bring it, and the kid just rides it.
No, all right. Katie, put your thumbs up like this. Thumbs up, Katie.
I mean, this alligator, in any minute, because it doesn't look like its mouth held shut. And even so, I feel bad for the alligator, because it shouldn't be having to do this. And two, man, a kid riding an alligator. We'll put it up on our website, bobbybones.com, if you want to see it. Eddie, ever got anything in your kids have, like, big animals and...
I like the most have been like a pony, you know, where like the kids get on ponies and ride them around in circles.
Not, but an
not an alligator.
No.
No, nothing like that.
What'd you and the kids do this weekend?
We hung out. We watched, made them watch some football a little bit, just to kind of, you know, let them know how exciting the playoffs are. And
you mean you just watched football and made them sit with you?
Yeah, just for like 30 minutes until they're like, can we go now? And then that's pretty much it. We played in the snow for a little bit because it snowed here. And then it melted. And then we didn't do that anymore.
Then it was gross outside.
Yeah.
Here is the Tennessee whiskey dad. His 15-year-old daughter's like, hey, sing while you drive. And so he does.
Nothing like your love to get me high.
What's cool is one, he can sing. Two, he's like trying to park as he's doing it. And three, there's a 15-year-old that's proud of her dad in this video. Then he made another one too because he was like, well, didn't expect that to happen. So he's driving and did a Skinner song. I think it was Simple Man. So that guy will be on Ellen. If he's not yet, he'll be on Ellen.
Good call.
He'll be on Ellen soon.
Yeah.
Amy's 30-second skinny coming up. We got a surprise coming up in a minute, too. We're going to do a little Monday morning dance party, which y'all normally do on Mondays, but today I think we need it.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. By the way, if you're a sports fan, like I said, I watched the Packers game last night. Watched the Packers beat the Giants. What did I watch? I watched the Lions lose. They lost, right?
Yep.
It's all a blur. I was sick all weekend. Morgan got me sick. Morgan came in last week, and I was like, you're going to get everybody sick. And she was like, no. And I was like, you have to go home. And I sent her home, and then Amy got sick, and then I got sick. And so just as a rule, guys, if you're sick, don't come in because this happens. And I have a terrible head cold and cough, and we have a huge show tonight at the Ryman.
Like, once this show's over, you need to just stop talking.
Well, it's just, this is the biggest thing that we do all year.
I know.
And Morgan brought the illness in and set in. And if you're sick, don't come in.
Very selfish of her.
Very selfish. Very selfish. No, not. Oh, I told her immediately, don't be sick and come to work.
Well, her doctor told her she was fine to come to work.
No, she didn't go to my doctor. Amy was sick and watched the OA all weekend. Did you like it?
Yes. Binged it. Done. Check.
It's only 8 episodes.
Still,
it's on Netflix.
I watched them all.
And then the last couple are like 40 minutes long.
Well, it's good. And I couldn't tell. I was like, wait, am I really liking it because I'm stuck at the house and I can't leave? Or am I really liking it? And I came to the conclusion, I really like it.
Yeah. Listen, it's a... Oh, I got to hit the next one.
Because, I mean, honestly, until you mentioned it last week, I had no clue what it was. I just heard you say something that it was one of the popular ones. So I was like, okay, well, I've already finished The Crown. I already finished The Travelers. So might as well hit this one up.
Yeah, on Netflix, there's a new show called The OA. Also, Amy drove me home on Friday after the show because it was snowing like crazy. It just crept up on us. And people are always like, oh, you whiny baby, stop whining about the cold and the snow. But it's all relative to where you are. Like, where we live in Nashville, they don't know how to handle snow. We don't have, the streets aren't iced or salted. There's nothing that happens. So we're like, oh, no, world shuts down. Well, people in all the north are giving us crap. But I'm like, listen, when it's 90 and you're like, oh, it's so hot, we're like, that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So it's all relative to where you're from. But Amy drove me home because she has a truck and I have a car. And everyone was like, oh, I thought Amy couldn't drive.
I know.
To be fair, Amy was my only option to get me home.
Yes, I don't take offense to that.
It was only Amy drive me or I walk in the snow.
And I don't want to see you walk, so... I mean, if you're willing to risk it, so am I.
So we did. We had a little trouble getting up the hill. Amy almost had a wreck on the way down the hill.
The hill, I was getting nervous. I was like, oh, have I given enough gas? I don't want to give it too much gas. And then we made it up the hill. And then I didn't even want to pull in Bobby's driveway. I was
made me get out rolling.
Get out. Yeah. I was like, get out. And then so I had to go down the hill. And I thought, okay, I've got control. And then the next thing you know, I'm like white knuckling it. And I'm just prepared. I start sliding. And I don't want to put on the brakes too much. So I don't have control. And I'm just looking at mailboxes and cars and bushes. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if I run into that, it wouldn't be too bad. Just maintain control. I like hear my husband in my head giving me tips. And I successfully made it down the hill, turned the corner. Deep breath.
We were trying to go up the hill at my house. And someone came out and said, hey, you shouldn't have been 4 wrecks here today.
Awesome.
So Lindsay just parked her SUV at the bottom of the hill. We walked up it. Yeah. But thanks for going up before me.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, surprise. It's time for a surprise dance party.
Bobby Bones.
Friday morning dance party
is on.
Except it's Monday. Surprise!
Yeah.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of vegetables if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac, kiss my...
Woo! Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
We don't do this every Monday. Monday morning dance party. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
All right, Monday morning dance party. Do the new Blake here now.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. But I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
Little Monday morning dance party.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its sway, wanna feel its sway, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
A Monday morning dance party.
Yeah. Come on, dance for me, baby. Yeah. Uh oh, you feel that? All right. Come on, don't stop now. You done did it. Come on, yeah. All right, hold up.
Baby, when we're crying,
that's right.
I get so excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I like it. I try, but I can't fight it.
Damn.
Oh, you're dancing real close. But it's real, real slow.
You know what you're doing, don't you?
You're making it hard for me.
All the songs on you. Then you're dancing like you're naked. Oh, it's almost like we're sexing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh, girl.
Step back, you're dancing kind of close. I feel a little boom coming through on you.
All right, Monday morning dance party back for the weekend. We don't do this often.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are fogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Tonight, Sam Hunt will be at the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show at the Ryman. Play a little Sam now.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
Monday morning dance party. My name is Bobby Bones. Appreciate you guys waking up with us this morning.
I like the players. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Street drops the verse.
Sure to get down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
All right, all right, all right. We got a few minutes left. Monday morning surprise dance party.
Wake up, wake up! pickup truck. You better be ready, cause I'm picking you up. With a full moon shining and a little bit of luck, we'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We can get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me.
There you go, Monday morning dance party.
Show.
So here's what's happening this week. Tonight, the national championship game. Alabama and Clemson and Tampa. 7 o'clock Central. The Bachelor 2-hour episode on ABC. It's the second episode, right?
Yes.
That happens. And also, our The Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show at the Ryman in Nashville. So it's us, The Raging Idiots, our band, with Sam Hunt, Rascal Flatts, the band Perry, Caitlin Smith, and surprises. Tonight's going to be a big night. Tomorrow night, President Obama's farewell address, 7 p.m. on Fox. This Is Us returns.
Wow, okay.
So if you love that show, that's cool. And it's on Tuesday, 1 year since the death of David Bowie. Dang, that was a year ago? Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Wednesday, Donald Trump holds his first press conference since winning the election. On Thursday, Nashville Season 5, Episode 2 comes out on CM2. So Amy will be
doing
hosting
the, after show.
After show.
Yep.
And on Thursday night, Maren Morris stops by my house to do a Bobbycast. It's a podcast we do for my show. And on Friday, it's first Friday, 13th of the year. And it'll be 1 week until Donald Trump's inaugurated.
Wow.
On Friday, yeah. And then on Friday and Saturday night, I'll be in Virginia Beach Friday night doing my stand-up comedy show. And in Roanoke on Saturday night. If you want to get tickets, BobbyBonesComedy.com. That's what's happening this week.
Bobby Bones Show.
So are we going to talk about this Forbes article or what?
I wasn't going to talk about it, no.
Can I talk about it? Because I'm going to talk about it.
You can have 30 seconds. If I talk about it, it's like...
You didn't even know about it. I mean, I saw it and immediately sent it to you and I was like, whoa, this is awesome, thinking you knew about it, you'd been interviewed or whatever. And then you were like, wait, what is that? Where'd you get it? And I was like, oh, let me tell you more. I've already read the whole thing.
I had no idea this article was coming.
Because the headline, How Mr. Bobby Bones became
it's from
the most...
Forbes, by the way.
Yeah, Forbes.
The real magazine.
Forbes.
Not Forbes, the two S's. Not Forbes's. Yeah, Forbes writes an article. Go ahead.
No,
what the headline
like
is.
Forbes, legit Forbes, How Bobby Bones Became the Most Powerful Man in Country Music. And I was like,
I don't know that that's true.
And I was like, whoa, I work for the most powerful man in country music.
I don't think so. But it was very nice of them to write.
Quite the headline.
It was. It was like a 3-page story.
Quite the article.
We'll put it up at bobbybones.com. I don't want to spend much time talking about
it. Okay, well, over the past 3 years...
Are you reading it?
Well, just the beginning part.
Okay, well, you should say, I'm going to read it then.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Over the past 3 years, iHeart's syndicated radio star Bobby Bones has slowly and methodically become the most powerful man in country music. That's a line that stands out to me. Continuing, he is also, without a doubt, the busiest man in country music. He might be the most insecure, too.
Well,
but more on that later.
Yeah, nailed that one.
She does cover more on that later.
Yeah, it's a very nice article. You can read it at bobbybones.com. I'm not going to spend any time talking about it, though. I felt like it was a really nice piece. Too nice, actually. Don't know. I mean, listen, George Strait's more powerful than I am. I'll admit it.
But do you know how amazing that is? That's like the magazine that like Warren Buffett and stuff is in. Like, that's important people, and you're in there.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Bobby hadn't read it yet when I sent it to him. He goes, just tell me, when I read it, is my Bobby cup going to be full? I said, yeah, too full. We're going to need to pour some out.
Yeah, bobbybones.com if you want to see it.
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
Our producer, Ray, has a theory about my life. Go ahead. I'm anxious to hear this.
Well, I think that Lindsay L's moving in with you.
Oh, you do?
Honestly, I really do.
Why?
Well, she was on Snapchat and she had boxes and I think she was filling in holes and it looked like moving.
Yeah, she was filling in holes. She's moving.
Oh. And painting too.
Whoa.
So painting.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
I had not put that together, but I did see she was tidying up the place as if you would if you were moving out. Because she rents, right? Does she rent? I don't know. No, she doesn't?
No.
Oh, maybe if she's selling.
Who thinks that she's moving into my house?
Not me.
Hold on. Serious question. Raise your hand if you think my girlfriend's moving into my house. Go ahead, raise your hand. Just lunchbox.
I think you are.
Ray. Yeah. So two. Who thinks she's not? Raise your hand. Three.
Although Ray's making me think.
No, Ray has convinced me. That's great evidence and great detective work. Noticing boxes, patching up holes. She's getting rid of her crib. Bobby has a new place. and she's doing the decorating. That signals moving.
But think about Bobby here for a minute.
But
right,
have I not?
He's changed.
Have I not changed a lot anyway?
You have, and she did write that song. That would make you do about anything. That song's so good. I thought about it all weekend.
Yeah, Amy texted me. I was like, you know that song Lindsay wrote for you?
What? I texted Lindsay, too.
Oh, don't do that. So
why?
Anyway. Lindsay, whatever. Lindsay wrote a song, and it's called Worth the Wait, and I played on Friday's show.
It will be worth the wait, worth the wait, to push this heart beyond itself, way past what you did.
Do you change your mind
about the her moving in?
Yeah.
No, I'm not changing my mind yet. But can we get the part where it talks about how you dangled stuff in her?
The fact that you're listening to the lyrics of this song, I was telling a story last week. The song's not even available to buy.
I know.
Was just a rough thing I had on my computer.
I know.
And she was like, "I can't believe you played that song." And I was like, "Cause it's not like fully produced or anything." Here, what do you want?
The dangled baby candy part. Was it hope? Were you dangling hope?
Okay, listen.
You didn't know what you wanted, okay. But you knew you wanted her, so you were trying to keep her around.
This is Lindsay's song, Worth the Wait. Not even out. You want the lyrics? Here, I'll play the first part of
Y'all
it.
Y'all listen okay? closely.
No, don't listen closely. This is so dumb. Not the song, Amy.
You keep saying that you ain't ready, so I keep hanging on. The same sad situation. I've been here and you've been gone. You keep sending hope, just like candy to a baby. And I keep falling further in, cause I keep hoping maybe it'll be worth the wait, worth the wait, to push this heart beyond itself, way past what it should.
Want it?
Yeah.
You got your line.
It's good stuff.
You asked for it. Now what do you want?
You're going to listen to the rest of it or no?
No, but you wanted to hear it for some reason. You're like, play the line. I played it.
No, I just wanted to hear it again to see.
I could have played it for you off the air.
What? Well, no. A lot of people have been tweeting like wanting to hear it.
There's nothing to get out there. I can't. There's nothing to buy. Nothing to anything.
I know, but they just missed it and they haven't heard it and so now they're hearing it. I just wanted to hear that one part about how you did that. But then
could have played it for you off the air.
But it was worth the wait.
Is she moving? Oh, yeah, I got to tell
you. Is she moving in?
Great deflection.
To be continued, boys. To be continued.
What?
Nah, she ain't moving in. You guys are crazy. She's staying at the house for a few days until she gets her new place.
But love makes you crazy, because I hear that in the song, too. She's like, I'm crazy.
That's Britney Spears. That makes me crazy. That's also...
All
right, gotta go. Thank you, Amy, for that.
Bobby Bones.
All right, time for our first member of the class of 2017. Every year, we pick five artists who we kind of hang with throughout the year, promote, let them come in, talk, hang. They have no idea. And in the past, we've had such people as Kelsey Ballerini and Maren Morris. And, you know, we get in and we kind of invest in these guys. So we'll announce a new artist every single day this week. And so the only rule is you just couldn't have had a top 20 song on the radio ever.
Okay.
So it's got to legit be someone who's never had a hit on the radio. Got it?
Got it.
But someone who's going to have hits on the radio, that feel. So your first member of the class of 2017 is Luke Combs. His song called Hurricane.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came.
26 years old from Asheville, North Carolina. He went to A.C. Reynolds High School. He played football, performed multiple vocal groups, and he sang in Carnegie Hall. I mean, he looks like a country boy, too. Like, he's not someone you would go, that dude sings at Carnegie Hall. After 3 years of playing with his band in North Carolina, he moved to Nashville in 2014, and he is the first this week in our class of 2017, Luke Combs. The song here is called Hurricane.
Had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
Luke Combs, it's called Hurricane. He's our first artist, class of 2017. He doesn't know. Nobody knows. I kept all five of these under lock. Wow. So tomorrow, what?
I didn't know nobody knew.
Nobody knows. We
missed that part.
We are putting something up right now. Nada knows. We put together a video part. But you guys didn't know, did you?
Didn't know.
No.
Bam. Lunchbox may be it tomorrow. You never know.
That'd be awesome. I've been trying.
He's been trying for a while.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Show. Tonight is the national championship game. Who's playing, Amy?
I don't know.
Atta girl. Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh yeah, Roll Tide. Clemson.
What's their mascot?
The paw print.
The Clemson paw print.
Clemson Tigers.
They are the Tigers. Yeah. That is correct. How many Miami you get out of five?
Oh.
I mean, I can talk myself through things, clearly. I just
one.
Did.
Two.
You guys, give I me say at two. Least three.
Do you have your taser with you?
No. Oh. I'm not tasing myself.
No, but we're going to make it interesting for them.
Oh.
And now she has it with her.
No, I don't have it.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Their mascot.
Virginia Tech Volunteers.
The Volunteers.
Volunteers.
No, that would be Tennessee.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking of it. Go.
Virginia Tech Hokies.
Okay. I don't even know what a Hokie is.
Okay. How about Kentucky?
I know this. I'm going to talk through it. Blue. Hokies. I know this. Why am I? It's like I have the taser on me, but I don't. Kentucky Wildcats. Yes. Woo! Don't mess with me.
Ohio State.
Ohio Buckeyes.
I'll accept it. The Buckeyes.
What are they?
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Okay, whatever.
No, not whatever.
Well, I could have just said Buckeyes.
That's fair. That's why I accepted
Thank
it.
Thank you.
The Washington.
Wingnuts.
Wingnuts.
No, that's Wichita. Stop. Can I back up?
Go ahead.
Bulldogs.
No.
Oh.
Eddie, do you know Washington?
Huskies.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was an
animal. UW.
I give you one more.
Yeah.
LSU. Easy one.
Tigers.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, you
give
won.
Me another one.
No. You won. Okay. Who won the game over there?
Well, I got two, so I'm the closest.
All right, so we'll save the taser for Lunchbox.
No.
Woo! Yeah. We'll save it. Hey, Ray, do you have your Donald Trump money yet?
No, I don't.
You still don't?
Still do not.
$50,000 that you won, you still don't have.
Correct.
Is there an update?
Just been talking with the attorney. And
what does that mean, talking with the attorney? Like, what? By the way, Ray won $50,000 in a bet. Betted a year and a half ago. He betted on an offshore site. And we were like, you're never going to get your money. And he doesn't have his money. So the attorney says what?
Well, she said, give it 4 weeks. And if there's nothing, then let's seriously look into...
Wait, how are you not seriously looking into things already?
Because she said sometimes you're looking 12 to 16 weeks. And
16?
Man, this is just someone stringing Ray right along. This is every relationship that I was in from about 19 to 26, just being strung along. You know you're never getting this money, right?
I'm getting it.
You still feel like that in your heart?
Yeah, and hopefully the attorney can help me.
Yeah. There's a blood test that tells you how long you'll live. Would you guys want to take it?
Oh, no chance.
Oh.
I mean...
There's a blood test. Now, listen, you can die before that if you get in a car wreck or
right,
you fall off a Ferris wheel.
Lots can't of money factor that in.
But there's a blood test that tells you pretty close, like, here's, according to everything in your body, we expect you to die here.
Yeah.
Would you want to know?
I'll take it because maybe I can do things to reverse my genetics. Maybe. Or my Lunch body. Price.
No chance, because then I'm just counting down the days till I'm dying.
Me too.
I can't do that.
I put an X
no
on the
way.
Calendar, and I'm just like, oh, 419 days. 418 days. Eddie?
No, I say no way. I want to live a happy life.
That would make you less happy?
Yes, knowing that I'm going to die. Like, what if it's like in 2 weeks?
We looked at your results, Mr. Eddie, and it looks like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up?
Women who keep their maiden names are seen as less committed. Wow. I never thought about that. I would have thought they would have seemed strong.
Yeah, because like they feel like they're strong, independent women, maybe.
I actually would have no problem. If let's say I were marrying Lindsay. And she were like, I want to keep my last name. I'd be like, great.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
And she's also in the public, though, so it would be weird to change her last name.
Well, publicly, though, could she keep her name and then privately take your name?
Yeah, but I had no problem if she didn't want to. I don't even like my real last name. Sometimes. It's like, yeah, like.
What if she was like, I want Bones?
That'd be a problem. It's time to break up. If that's the case, they're probably not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay Bones.
No. That would not happen. So, if Lunchbox, your wife, said to you, I want to keep my maiden name.
And she could keep it. And she could keep all her stuff and keep her life separate from mine because we wouldn't be married.
You wouldn't marry her at all.
No, absolutely not. Because that means they're looking for an out because they don't have to change anything. That way, if you do break up, it's not a big deal. They're like, oh, I'm already set. My name's already there. Business-wise, it's already there. No, you take my name and we don't walk down that aisle.
Okay, so would you have gotten married, Eddie, if your wife said, I'm not taking your name?
Yeah.
You would have married anyway?
Yeah,
but how would you have felt about it, though?
I trust her. Like, that's nothing to me. It's just a name. And even worse, on my marriage, like, even worse than the maiden name, she took my last name, and she didn't even keep her last name, her maiden last name, as her middle name. She kept her middle name, which her family was like, what? You gotta keep our last name. That's the only way we get it going. And you're like, no.
Get it going. Like, you don't
keep
pass it down.
Well, because in her family, all they have
There's
are
no boys.
Girls.
Yeah, but after she's done, nobody else has it.
I know. But they're just hoping one more generation.
I wouldn't have a problem with, like, doubling up my name and her name.
Oh.
Oh, you'd hyphenate for yourself? You'd hyphenate yourself?
Yeah, why not?
Not just your kids?
I got no... If it's equal. I feel like we're equal.
Because then that's the thing. It's like, which name do your kids
that's
take?
That's why you double it up.
Mm-hmm. I loved taking my husband's last name, and I'm not going to change it.
It's no one's
asking you
name.
To.
I know. I just want to throw it in.
I'm not saying you shouldn't
like
it.
That doesn't make me not my own person. But I was excited to take it. And I think my husband would have been like, sort of, not like Lunchbox, but he would have been, if I wouldn't have, he would have probably questioned things.
Teens whose parents let them drink alcohol as kids are more likely to drink, but way less likely to binge drink. Children given sips of alcohol and then allowed to drink at 15 and 16 do drink, but are very, way less likely to drink into trouble. Because it's just a thing. It's not a big thing. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's like kids who go to are sheltered and they go to college. I saw it a million times. When you don't have something forever and you're not allowed it forever and you finally get it, it's like, let me take it all right now. And so that's what this is.
I agree with that somewhat.
No, I agree with it all. I said it, that's why I agree with it.
Because I know some kids in high school whose parents like totally let them drink. It didn't matter. And I would say there was a lot of binging going on. I'd call it lots of binging.
Did your parents let you guys drink?
I had sips of alcohol, yes, as a kid.
But it's like a 16-year-old.
My dad, yes. My mom, no. But they were divorced.
So you'd go to one when you wanted to drink at a buddy's house and...
At my dad's house, I could.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Lunch you?
They never gave me alcohol, but when I was going out, they said, if you're going to drink, just don't drive. That's all they said. They didn't say, don't do it.
Eddie?
I could drink at home, but I couldn't drink out with friends, yeah.
Oh, I could do whatever I want. I had no rules, and I never drank a sip.
Crazy.
Well, one time my mom busted me having a party at my dad's house. That was bad.
Oh, wow. Oh. Can you tell it in 10 seconds?
I live two lives, basically.
Yeah.
One at my mom's, one at my dad's. Can I tell in 10 seconds? Probably not. Oh. I'm just saying my mom busted me and it was not good.
Did she come over and you were partying?
Yeah, because my friend was spending the night with me at my dad's house, but the mom thought we were at my mom's house. So that friend's mom called my mom and was like, hey, is da-da-da there? And she's like, what? And then she's like, oh, they must be at dad's. My mom drove over, showed up, and we were all there having a party.
Were you...
No, I was not. Well, yeah. I was in trouble.
Are you playing 7 Seconds of Heaven?
No! Let's go.
Songs turning 20 this year. You ready to feel old?
Yep.
Oh, man. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill turns 20 in 2017.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through.
Turning 20 this year, Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live? George Strait.
I'm carrying your love.
Although I feel like this is older than that.
No.
Because Georgia songs all have the same kind of feel to them. And even from like the 80s, they feel the same. So I feel like it could be that old.
But this is a song I listened to on repeat when I turned 16. And I'm about to be 36, so that makes sense.
Hanson Mbop. Turns 20. The Titanic song turns 20. Yeah, this one too. 20 years old, boy band. Third Eye Blind, 20 years old today. And one final song. This is my jam. Back in the junior high dances, whatever.
Just go to our
pretty nasty, especially her. It don't even matter your color.
I wish I could go back and see you on the dance floor as a kid.
I look exactly the same as I do now. Bring it. So 20th birthday for all those. That's crazy, man. We're getting a little older, boys. As Tracy says, time marches on.
Time marches on. Time marches on.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
What was the gift you got your husband with the flag on it?
Oh, I got him this flag made out of an old whiskey barrel. And it's a Defender's flag. And so if you look at the patch, like on a soldier's or someone that's in the military, the flag looks backwards. You're like, why is there stars over there and the stripes this way? But it means, like, I guess my husband said, it's so when they're standing up, it's like the flag is always blowing in the wind. And so the flag that they made out of the old whiskey barrel, it's like that. It looks backwards, but it's not. So I ordered my husband one, and it's pretty awesome. It's wood. Whiskey barrel. You know what a whiskey barrel is?
But I didn't know if it was like a real-life whiskey barrel.
Yeah.
I've seen the commercial with Mila Kunis where she's walking through the whiskey barrel. Yeah? You know I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know what a whiskey barrel is.
And I got his favorite JFK quote engraved on it. And he said it's probably one of the best things I've ever given to him. And we've been married 10 years. So I guess I haven't taken me 10 years to get him the best gift ever. But the company's, it's like the Heritage flag. I found it. One of our listeners actually recommended it to me. And so if you know anybody that served or someone that just loves flags and whiskey barrels and wants a cool gift, highly recommend it.
What's the company?
Heritage flag, the Heritage
just
flag.
Just Google it.
Just Google it, yeah.
Yes, I know what a whiskey barrel is. You know what a beer can is? No.
Yeah. No, you want to see? Look.
No, but I know what a whiskey barrel is. Yeah. That is cool.
It is.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
We'll put it up at BobbyBones.com.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every day this week, we announce our class of 2017, the five artists that we think are going to explode this year. Last year, Maren Morris and Tucker Bethard were both on the list, so take a lot of pride in this list. The only rule is you can't have a top 20 song on the radio ever. So, we announced our first person in our class of 2017, Luke Combs.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came.
called Hurricane from Luke Combs. Every day we add one person to the class of 2017. And then we invest in them all year long. So are you doing the bachelor bracket, Lunchbox?
I am in a, what do you call it, bachelor fantasy league is what you call it.
Nice.
But can't you just look at the and see the spoilers?
You could, but I don't do that out of the integrity of the game.
Oh, boy.
And so, I mean, I don't know how they're going to run that with people being able to look that up, but I'm not looking it up because I'm going to win fair and square.
Like that, what's his name, like Bachelor Pete or something?
The guy's name?
Yeah,
he's
Nick.
He
spoils it every
Steve.
Year. That's it, Bachelor Steve.
Oh, yeah. Reality Steve. Yeah.
That's it, Reality Steve.
Yeah. Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve, yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Tonight, Ray and Lunchbox have a business dinner, which I guess is a little weird because you guys don't get invited to do a lot of business stuff.
Very rarely.
Morgan's the one who brought this to my attention, our producer. Hey, Morgan, what do you know about this dinner? Why are Lunchbox and Ray involved?
So they will be voicing for the client. It's Aaron's, and there are going to be like 20 people at this dinner.
Oh, the way more, the easier it is.
No. These are like...
It doesn't matter. They're 20 people.
Representatives from that business are coming to talk to us and like feel us out. I don't know. So I don't know if we go in there and we're supposed to be drinking, if we're supposed to be like cracking jokes. Is that what they're expecting? Are we supposed to go in and be like, hey, you guys order whatever you want. I'm buying tonight. You know, kind of like that kind of jokes. Like,
if you were going in and it was a one-on-one or a two-on-two, that's a problem. 20 people, you got nothing. You got nothing to worry about.
But Bobby, should he make those jokes?
Just be you.
Okay.
I mean, that's what they're going to buy is you.
Right.
So go in and be funny and loud and friendly. And Ray, I don't know what your thing is.
Well, I just hope they don't talk money. I mean, is it going to get that?
No, they're like, not. They're
how
not.
Much do you guys want? Oh, we just start?
No, that's not how it is. It's a really nice steakhouse, huh?
Yeah, really nice steakhouse.
You're supposed to pay, though. Like, the rule is...
Oh, yeah, we're paying.
No, you're not paying.
No, someone from the office is paying. I'm not paying, but I'm ordering the whatever that thing is called where you get steak and the lobster.
Serpentine?
I'm doing that.
Yeah?
You better believe it. They're paying. I'm getting it.
And you should get the truffles on the side or whatever.
I don't know if I can eat that. That sounds disgusting.
Mushrooms.
Troubles aren't that good. It's a fancy just, person thing.
Well, that's what he's wanting to be tomorrow night.
Don't
fancy.
Look fancy. Don't look fancy. What are you guys wearing?
I got some... Well, see, that's the problem. I got jeans, but my nice pair of jeans, one of the belt loops ripped off. So it's just kind of dangling there. And I got jeans and a shirt and I guess a sport coat.
That's good. You're good. Coat covers the buckle.
Yeah.
Ray?
Button down, dress pants, and dress shoes.
Oh, dress pants?
They'll probably end up hiring Ray only.
Lunchbox, I can sew that for you. Your belt loop.
There's states that can't spell, and so the most misspelled word in each state, according to Google, Texas is niece. Can you spell niece?
N-I-E-C-E.
Good. Arkansas
and
is
I'm from Texas.
Leprechaun. Spell leprechaun.
L-E-P-R-A-C-H.
No, R-E-C-H.
Oh.
Wisconsin's is vacuum. Spell vacuum.
Oh, I can't. I already know I can't.
Give it a shot.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
That's it.
Yes.
Yay. Nailed it. There you go. Minnesota's broccoli. Spell broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-I-L-I.
O-L-I.
Ah, dang it.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There you go. That's all. Sorry about that. Good. Hey, you gave it a run, though.
I was never spelling bee champ.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard to believe, but I wasn't.
Nah. It is hard. Wow. Wow, y'all shocked?
Shocked.
Yeah. Wow.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Gotta go. Thank you for hanging. Tonight in Nashville is our $1 million show at the Ryman. It's our band, The Raging Idiots. And so a lot of our friends are stopping by and playing with us, like Sam Hunt, Rascal Flatts, Caitlin Smith. It's a great new artist. The band Perry. And I'm sure a lot of it will be up on Facebook Live if you guys want to watch. When's your CMT, you think, tomorrow?
Thursday night.
Oh, all right. My nights are so messed up.
I know.
So that's tonight. And, like, I don't even have any... So don't even ask for tickets. I have no tickets. Like, zero tickets. I don't have tickets from our friends. Eddie, how many did you get?
Total. I got, like, 5 total.
Total.
That's it.
Yeah, and that was your family.
Family.
Because it's a seated show, so there's only so many tickets.
Yeah.
And that was it. So I have friends that... If you're a friend, you're listening right now, I couldn't get tickets. I couldn't get anybody tickets. So, and it was to my show, so that was it. Who's coming tonight? Are you guys coming or are you going to dinner?
I'm not coming.
You're not coming to the show?
No.
Are you coming?
I'll be there if I can get a ticket.
You should have one ticket.
Well, I should, but I haven't been given a ticket, so yes. But I got a dinner, and then I'll be strolling over there.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Where do we get tickets?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They'll bring them to you tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. StubHub. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones.